Dr. Charles Rolsky joins us again from the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, where there's always something interesting, fascinating, and fun happening. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about seahorses this morning. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to see you and Paul and my boy Caesar here.
Oh, he flipped out.
Well, you guys are flipping out. This is an amazing thing, and I love this story about how this all came together.
Yeah, you know, I had no idea that seahorses lived in Maine. We have some.
Neither did I.
They were last spotted in Booth Bay, but it's a very resilient species, and they also represent a really amazing ecosystem with eelgrass, which is kind of on the decline in Maine. So we're using them as a way to sort of reach people and teach them about really important critical ecosystems in Maine, and they just got here a couple days ago.
Wow. Nice. You've got a tank of seahorses.
We have a tank of seahorses. They're doing great, and we're just really excited to be able to show them to people. I didn't think it was going to cause the stir that it caused in the community, but we're just really pumped that they're here and they're happy, and it's a beautiful tank.
I didn't realize that seahorses were kind of rare to spot off the coast of Maine. Why is that, Charlie?
They're really particular to certain ecosystems where the plants might not be doing so well. So I mentioned eelgrass, and eelgrass is really important in Maine. It provides a lot of shelter. It helps provide a lot of seafood that we actually eat. But the grass is on a decline, so if the grass starts to kind of fade away, then so will the seahorses.
Wow. And how many do you have in the tank?
We have 8, which is not something we like to advertise in case something happens. But as of right now, we have 8. They're happy. They're beautiful. The shocker came that they were supposed to be all girls, and they're actually all boys. And now we're kind of worried that they might have done the whole, like, passage of babies from female to male, and they might be with babies. And that's the surprise of running an aquarium.
Wow. So you've had people dropping by saying, are they here yet? Are they here yet?
Yeah, we've had people that just open the door enough to look in and say, seahorses, and then we'll say, no, and then they shut it and leave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're very special, and I think it'll create a really meaningful conversation, and now we're like, what do we get next?
So how can people see them?
We're open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and people are welcome to just come in. It's free. We also have a 200-gallon touch tank, which we have some new critters in there. We have some new critters in our Rocky and our tidal tank. It's just growing more than I can kind of tolerate.
Well, the Shaw Institute is celebrating 35 years of health and environmental impact research. It must be fascinating to work there. Every day must be something different.
Yeah, every day is something different. All of the animals develop personalities, for better or for worse. We have a Jonah crab named Hannibal, and it's a well-earned name. He causes a lot of destruction, but every day you kind of check in on everybody, and it's almost like this new relationship forms with every critter in the aquariums.
Wow.
It's really cool. And here's an interesting perspective. You also work with interns. You've got one with you in the studio, and we'll hear from her next about why she chose to come to Blue Hill.
Yeah, Milo is great. One of our three that we have now, and we're very excited to host them this summer.
All right. We'll chat with Milo coming up, and more with Dr. Charles from the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill on Star 97.7. Joining us in the studio, Dr. Charles Rolsky of the Shaw Institute, and one of three interns at the Shaw Institute. Milo is joining us right now. Milo is from Baltimore, is that right, originally? But going to school in Ohio.
Wow, yes. You're going all over the Northeast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love it here.
So do I understand correctly that you do a radio show in Ohio?
Yes, I run the Squirrel Scoop. So if you're ever interested, that's 91.5 in Oberlin, Ohio. And I do the news, but I used to do an international music show.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
So what is it? Here you are. You're from Baltimore. You're going to college in Ohio. How did you find out about the Shaw Institute, and why did you want to come here?
Well, I'm really interested in going into environmental chemistry, and specifically with PFAS and microplastics. It's something that, like, is really interesting to me. So I was looking up different labs across the country that deal with these topics, and Shaw was one of the programs that I was really interested in.
Awesome.
Very nice. So what are your impressions of Maine, Milo?
It's so beautiful. I'm kind of I'm from somewhere that's, like, mostly very flat. Like, Ohio's all flat, and Baltimore, it's mostly flat. So here there's these, like, huge hills and, like, trees, and it's very beautiful.
Now, Charles, you were saying that when you're talking with interns, people, prospects that live in bigger areas, you have to kind of give them heads up, you know, Blue Hill is not a Baltimore. It's a little different.
We have to say, are you relying on going to Target and Wingstop and all these places that we would take for granted? And if so, it might not be for you, but we have much cleaner, fresher seafood and amazing delicacies here. And everyone that's come has come back. Because there's not really a thing that teaches you about Maine, especially down East Maine. So once they see it, it's almost shocking. And then they go, well, now I want to come back in the fall.
That's awesome.
And then come back in the winter.
But there are some Maine expressions. Maybe we could help Milo out. You know, while you're here, some of these might come in handy. Like if you, and I hope that you don't, but if you become injured or something, or if you become hurt, you're all stoved up. That's what we say in Maine. Milo, are you okay? No, I'm fine. I'm just all stoved up.
I didn't even know that. My dad's from Bangor.
Wow.
And here's another one. Where's the car? It's right straight over there.
Right straight over there. Or if you want to hang out in the lawn in front of your house, it's your dooryard.
Dooryard.
Yeah. Not your front lawn. Dooryard.
Yeah. If somebody asks, how do you get to East Millinocket? You tell them, you can't get there from here. Though you can, that's just the standard response. Can't get there from here.
Well, we got to work on your accent there, Mike. Here.
Yeah, that's right.
I do. Can't get here from there.
Radio kind of took that away from me after a while. But Milo, it's awesome that you are here and that you're at the Shaw Institute and absorbing all of the coolness that happens there. I'm guessing that it's going to be very difficult for you to go back to Ohio after spending your summer here.
Yes, definitely.
We plan on them coming back for many more years, so Milo is not out of the weeds yet. I'm sure that we'll have lots of fun after the internship.
And if somebody wants to check out everything you do and the new Seahorses, one of your summer hours again?
We're open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and people can go to shawinstitute.org to learn more. And we're also open by appointment, so if someone's unable to come in during our open time, then we can schedule something when we're closed.
That's awesome.
All right, Charlie, thanks for joining us. Come back soon, okay? And nice to meet you, Milo.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.